Full disclosure, earlier on in the broadcast, I was saying, for the love of God, please don't bring any more treats or snackies, because since
you must
my birthday,
have forgot it was Wednesday.
Darian Ray, our retro baker extraordinaire, I see her in the hallway hauling this wheelbarrow full of baking, and I'm going, oh my God, it's Wednesday. It's retro baking Wednesday, and I forgot.
It is. That's okay. I decided to bring a cookie today because I thought maybe you would be sick of cake by now, but it seems like you don't want any baking. So,
you know, after all the McRibs and stuff like that, and my birth, I don't know where my loyalties lie anymore. I really don't. So,
that's
I'm looking
right.
at this, and I don't know what it is. Now, last week, just to let you know, I do follow along the programming, it was the ice cream cake.
Yes, it was.
Based on the Buster Bar from DQ.
Yes, it was.
Which, by the way, went through yesterday as a treat, a birthday treat. Got mm-hmm. a peanut Buster parfait. I asked for extra peanuts. I don't know if I got my extra. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, fine. Anyway, so I digress. So what am I looking at here?
This is called a melting moment, and it's from the 1960s.
Now, there's a lot of connotations about melting moments in the 60s. I'm going to tell you that right now. So what, so it looks like a cookie sandwich.
That's what it is, basically, really? Which is really easy to see. It's got a shortbread cookie on the top and the bottom, and it has buttercream icing on the inside.
Wow. Okay. Of course, you'd bring this in on a day when I'm at a mentally low state. My body is.
It's a melting moment. I just want you to melt. Here.
Okay. Is you've had one?
Yeah. Okay. I've had one already.
I'm going
to
take.
I try and test the baking before
you.
I bring it in to make sure it's good up to standard.
You're a good woman. Okay, hang on here. Let me check this.
It's a little crumbly.
Oh.
Take your moment. Melt in the moment.
Darian?
Yes.
That is some of the best shortbread I have ever had in my life.
Thank you.
I'm serious. That is.
I feel like adding the buttercream in it just.
My grandma's dead, so I can say this because she can't hear this. That's really, really good.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Wow. You have more of these in the hallway?
More in the hallway. If you have a container, take a couple home.
Okay, so the recipe is what?
It's two shortbread cookies uh-huh. with buttercream icing as a filling on the inside to make your cookie sandwich.
Wow. If I had more than two thumbs, they'd be sticking straight up right now. I'm
good.
Just telling
I'm
you,
glad.
That is absolutely fantastic. So glad you came in to wreck my day. That was really, really good.
Well, aren't you happy I decided to bring extra baking in, even though you were completely against it earlier this morning?
I don't ever listen to what I say. Most people don't anyway. I'm trying to think. There is no baking that you've done that came in as...
I think the starchies were the only one that were... Those are the first ones we did that were the cookies that were a little... when you... In your mouth, they were just really, sticky.
Oh, powdery.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Those ones.
Was that the potato one?
No, that was they were just the cornstarch cookies at the beginning.
Cornstarch cookies. No, but they were good, but they were
different. They were good, they were just different. But yeah, I think that was the only one out of all of them so far.
You're hitting 999, so way to go.
Well, thank you.
And they're called shortcake.
They're melt in the moments.
Right. We'll have a picture on our Facebook page. You can all drool over it.
All aboard!